Celebrating our 100th year, the Oregon School Activities Association welcomes you to this broadcast of an OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 355,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. We hope you enjoy today's championship event.
Welcome here to Henley High School for tonight's OSAA U.S. Bank first round high school state basketball tournament game in the 4A tournament. The On Point Community Credit Union State Championships begin here in Klamath Falls tonight, with the final site being next week in Forest Grove. The winner of this game tonight between the visiting Philomath Warriors and the Henley Hornets will advance to that final site next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, at Forest Grove High School and at Pacific University. Randy Adams here on a Friday night. Interesting week with the weather. Highway 58 still closed. Klamath County teams going north had to go through Medford to go north. That's what happened with Philomath. They had to come through Medford and then across Highway 140 to go southbound. And it took them a good 8.5 hours to get here tonight. We will come back with the starting lineups introduced by Bob Shambros, the Henley Hornets. The national anthem about to be played. So let's take a 2-minute break. Let's make it a 3-minute break. We'll take a 3-minute break and come back with the starting lineups.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th. The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care. Sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services. You'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care. The provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call MODOC Services. The folks at MODOC Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. MODOC Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. MODOC Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Hello, I'm Mark Hempstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers, and even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly, so ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Still there. Oh.
Henley Choir with a beautiful rendition of the national anthem here as we get back here to the Hornets' Nest. For you Blazer fans, what happened with tonight's broadcast is not usually how we like to handle it. But what happened was the Blazers' original schedule had them playing in Toronto starting at 4:30 this afternoon. And with a 7 p.m. tip, we would have been just fine. But because the Blazers are playing so well, the NBA put them on national TV tonight and two nights ago. So they moved the game times for both of those 1/2 hour later, which ran us into the problem. We'll keep you updated with the score as best we can. Very unusual podcast, and we very rarely do that. And our sincere apologies for that happening. Blazers were down by 9 going into the fourth period. Starting lineups for the Henley Hornets now at Bob Shambros.
It's time to rock the nest!
Officials for tonight's game, Jamie Henry, Rob Sasania, and Craig Caldwell. The starting lineups for the visiting Philomath Warriors. Michael Lundy starts at a guard. He's a 6'2 sophomore. Calvin Snuggerud will start at a guard. He's a 6'2 senior. Toby Stevie getting the start. Toby's brother plays at OIT as a starter there, so he's very familiar with Klamath Falls. 6'2" and a junior. Ethan Manning, a 6'5" senior post, along with Michael Bratton. Bratton, 6'3" and a senior. The starters for the black-clad Philomath Warriors in white numerals trimmed in gold. Henley in the home uniforms, the white jerseys with gold numerals trimmed in blue, and they control the tip, and we are underway. Up front, Blake Loney with the ball, left-hand side on the wing. He'll bring it out to Fenners. Reverse direction, go to the right side now with Reynolds. Back out to Fenners. Running the motion offense. Here's a free throw line extended jumper from Reynolds. It will not go. And the rebound brought down by the Philomath Warriors for their first possession of the ball game. Toby Stevie out front. He'll get the ball over to Snuggerud. Right side on the wing. Back out. Top of the key. Three is on the way. Just off the mark from Michael Lundy. No good. Rebound Hornets. Matthew Newbert gets the ball inside to Dale Fenners. His right-handed shot, no good. Ball comes high off the rim to Newbert. He'll dribble mid-post, whistle, and travel with the ball. Turnover, 1 minute into the game. Neither team has been able to put a point on the board yet. No score in this OSAA U.S. Bank Class 4A On-Point Community Credit Union first round Class 4A matchup. Michael Lundy with the ball on the right-hand side in the wing for the Warriors from Philomath, just outside of Corvallis. They'll try an entry-level high-low pass to Manning, and it's stolen away by the Hornets. They'll transition the other way with the ball. Up top, Matthew Newbert leaves it out for Reynolds. Bring it back out front to Fenners. It's been 10 days since the Hornets have played a game, so that may be a factor here to get started. Left side, Fenners, pump fake. He'll now go back for a three and hit it. Dale Fenners buries the three ball for Henley to start the ball game scoring. Henley 3, Philomath nothing early. Stevie with the ball. High post pass inside the paint to Manning. He'll turn around, put it up from seven. It's good. Check that. That was not Manning. That was Michael Bratton with a basket. 3-2 the score. Henley now by one. Hornets get it down low on the block to Lowry. He'll put it up from five. Off the rim, off the backboard, no good. Rebound. Philomath down the floor. They come quickly into the corner for a three. On the way from Lundy. Left-hand side, no good. And the rebound now to the Hornets and Andrew Reynolds. He'll leave it now to Matthew Neubert. He'll stop and pop from 14 feet. And it's off the mark, no good. Neither team able to hit much so far. Henley leading it 3-2. Rebound, Philomath. Warriors with the ball. Swing it right-hand side over to Stevie. He'll dribble to the top of the key and terminate. Leave it out left-hand side for Lundy. Bring it back out now for Bratton. He'll set a pick. Inside the paint, drives, puts the ball up, no good. That was Snuggerud. Rebound Henley with numbers. Down the floor, Andrew Reynolds, dribble drive, coast to coast, lays it up and in. Reynolds with two, his first bucket of the game, and it's 5-2 Henley. 4:49 left in the opening quarter. Michael Lundy, behind the back dribble, terminates top of the key, swing it left side over to Stevie. Back out to Bratton, up front. Snuggerud now with the ball, left-hand dribble. Two dribbles of the ball, gets out of the three ball, shot on the way, and good from Stevie. Toby Stevie, the brother of a player from OIT, who also went to Philomath High School. He's on his way to South Dakota for the national tournament next week. Here's Neubert. Actually, that's Lowry. Get it back outside to Fetters, who will pop it again. Dale Fetters with a three ball, his second of the game. And Henley leads it 8-5. 6 points for Dale Fetters so far here. 4 minutes left first period. Michael Lundy with the ball. Swing it right-hand side to Snuggerud inside the paint. Michael Lundy left wide open on the give and go. It's up and in, 8-7. Back to a one-point lead for the Hornets. Andrew Reynolds, left-hand side, bring it out to Fenners, another three. That one well short, doesn't draw rim, and goes out of bounds. Maybe not the best shot selection there for Fenners, though I think part of that shot was blocked. 8-7 the score. We're halfway through the first period of play. Here in Klamath Falls, the OSAA On Point Community Credit Union first round of the Class 4A Boys Basketball Tournament. Michael Bratton with the ball on the right elbow. He'll toss it back out to Lundy, get it down low, double, nice pass inside from Ethan Manning. And a two-point shot there for Bratton. He's got four, and all of a sudden, the Hornets have given up their first lead. It's 9-8, Philomath. Down the floor, Andrew Reynolds takes it down, partially blocked, shot out of bounds. Seth Howe checking in and checking out is Braden Lowry for the Hornets. Neither team electing to take a timeout early in this game yet. And Philomath with a 9-8 lead and control of the ball. Snuggerud will leave it to Stevie. He'll dribble to the top of the key and terminate. Try a pass to the right-hand wing, tipped there by Seth Howe and out of bounds. Official Jamie Henry says it is Philomath ball. They'll inbound right in front of the Henley bench. Michael Lundy, left-hand side over to Stevie, into the paint now to Bratton. They got the ball to him again. That's 6 points for Bratton. They're able to use a double post and do well with it. 10-7 now, Philomath with the lead. Henley with the ball, it's Loney inside the paint to Howe. Back out to Fenners for three. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound, Loney, get it back to Neubert. Neubert tries to drive inside the paint, throws up a shot. It goes, and it does not count. Oh, they call a foul or a travel. The basket did not count, according to Rob Sasania. Snuggerud picking up the foul, but it was before the shot. The Hornets retain possession of the ball. It's a tough break for Henley. As Neubert hit a good fadeaway shot there, but it was after the fact. Inbound to Fetters, way out front. Dale drives, leaves it left-hand side over to Loney in the corner. He'll bring it out on the wing to Reynolds. He'll drive the paint, lay it up and in. Andrew Reynolds. Reynolds now with four. Back to a one-point lead. Philomath 11 and Henley 10. Snuggerud with the ball. Tosses over to Lundy. Left-hand dribble. Get it back over to Snuggerud. And he'll reload as the Hornets pack in the zone. Bratton, high post left-hand side, comes out from the elbow. We've got a whistle. 3 seconds in the key or a foul. It's a foul on Philomath. Michael Lundy picking up a foul away from the basketball. First foul on him, the second team foul on the Warriors. Henley has yet to pick up a foul. 1:42 left, first period. Seth Howe back to Andrew Reynolds. A give and go. Stop and pop jumper. Back iron it off. No good. Stevie high in the air to get the rebound for the Warriors. Across the midcourt line. He brings the ball for Philomath. Finished 4-6 in their league. They finished fifth in their league. Ended up in the state playoffs anyway and won a play-in game. Snuggerud with the ball on the right-hand wing. Bring it out to Lundy. Top of the key, three, no good. Rebound up and in by Ethan Manning. And that makes it 13-10. Manning was right there to clean up the clock, clean up the glass, make it 13-10 now. Here's Neubert, high post, puts the ball on the floor, tries to post up, puts it up and in. Matthew Neubert working his way in down low, his first basket of the game. And it's 13-12. These teams trading baskets here in this first period. And the coach is letting them play. Nobody calling timeout. Michael Lundy, high post, get the ball over to Manning. He'll penetrate, pop the shot. It's no good, six-footer, but rebound brought down by Lundy. They'll reload out to Stevie for three. It's good.
Toby Stevie
has six, two three-pointers, and it's 16-12 Philomath. 19 seconds left. Looks like the Hornets will work for the final shot of this first period of play. Andrew Reynolds works the clock down to 10 with a dribble. Leaves it over to Loney. Left side, Fenner's three ball. Back iron off, no good. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Here's Lundy at the buzzer. Long three, no good. And at the end of the first period, it is 16-12 Philomath over the Henley Hornets. We're back after this 1 minute break on the winner, CBS Sports Radio.
Bridges World Jewelry is your quality home jeweler in the basin. Have an anniversary coming up? At Bridges World Jewelry, you'll find the entire inventory of in-stock anniversary bands at 40% off and high-quality diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Always an ideal gift. Plus, Bridges has a huge inventory of silver jewelry, as well as Black Hills gold jewelry and colored stone jewelry, and much more. Bridges World Jewelry, open Monday through Friday in the Tower Shopping Center. Your quality home jeweler. Prefer not to wait to get your taxes done? No problem, we understand. Drop off your tax documents and we'll get to work. When we're finished, just come to the office to review and sign your return, or you can approve your return online. Ask about our free drop-off service when scheduling your tax appointment. Block's got your back.
Hi, this is Deborah Edders at your local H&R Block office on South 6th Street between East Main and Shasta Way. Come by today and see what it means to never settle for less when it comes to your taxes.
OBTV B14057.
To lead the Warriors in the first quarter, Henley will inbound at midcourt to start the second period of play, trailing by four, 16-12. The winner moves on to Forest Grove next week. Dale Fenners with the ball. Gets it out to Neubert on a bad pass, almost threw it away, and they do throw it away and out of bounds. On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the USAA State Championships. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union with over 360,000 members. Visit onpointcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, all equal housing opportunity lender. Snuggerud with the ball. As it slapped out of the zone, gets it back. Now to Manning, back to the top of the key, and Snuggerud once again, 16-12. We're 30 seconds into the second period. Bratton, double post, gets it inside the paint. Nice pass to Stevie, lays it up with the left hand. He's got eight in the game, his first two-pointer. And the Hornets trail by six, 18-12. Long three from the left side, Loney. It's off the mark, no good. Left it short. And the rebound, Philomath. Right now, Philomath's taller players overall taller than Henley, doing a good job and out-rebounding Henley inside the paint. The pass intended for Bratton, tipped away by Seth Howe on the entry-level pass from high-low. It goes out of bounds. Philomath retains possession, will inbound right side of their own basket. 18-12. Philomath by six and the ball. Here's the inbound to Bratton. He'll leave it way out in the front court. And bring it top of the circle now to Bratton. Get it back again. Here's a jump shot just inside the three-point line. It will not go. Dan Reams checking in during this first quarter break for Philomath. Here is the dribble drive by Matthew Newbert for the Hornets. He puts up a right-hand shot from the left side of the glass. No good. Draws the foul. With 6:32 left, it's the first personal foul on Bratton. Matthew will shoot two. He's got 2 points as Dylan Bennett checks into the game for Philomath. Nope, they will not let him shoot. That was not in the act of shooting. They'll inbound. Our mistake. They fooled us both. Bob and I both. The PA guy. Top of the key. It's Reynolds. Pump fakes. Doesn't shoot. Gets it to Seth Howe. Now it's Blake Loney with a dribble drive. Takes control. Banks it off the glass and in. Blake Loney's first two of the game cuts the Philomath lead down to four at 18-14. Dan Reams with the ball. Way out front. Get it to Bennett. Now over to Snuggerud, left-hand side, as Paloma spreads the floor a bit now. Henley brings the defense out to match it. Fake shot by Reams. He won't shoot it from way out there. Doesn't. Gets it back to Stevie. And the Hornets just content to let them keep the ball 30 feet from the basket. But, of course, Paloma with a 4-point lead right now, very content to just run some time off the clock. Stevie will leave it way back out front now to Reams. Very deliberate offense for Philomath. Swinging once again over to Stevie on the wing. Top of the key to Snuggerud. Almost a minute off the clock on this possession for Philomath. Left-hand side over to Bennett. Back out front, it's Manning. Very deliberate offense here. Here's Stevie to take a long three. It's on the way, no good. And the rebound brought down by Henley and Matthew Newbert. Newbert gets it down quickly to Howe. Puts it up in the left hand. Had a good opportunity. It just did not go. And one shot and out again for the Hornets. As the Warriors come down with the rebound. Moving it left to right. As you listen to the ball game with us and watch it with your ears. Here's a shot in the corner. Long three. Good. Burying the three ball, Ethan Manning. He's got five, and it's 21-14. Philomath by seven. The drive inside the paint. Fenters feeds it inside to Newbert. Puts it up and in. That was Blake Loney with the assist, not Fenters. Nice job from Blake to draw the defender in and then get the ball to Newbert, who was wide open underneath the basket. Scoring his fourth. A timeout, Henley. 4:23 left. 21-16, first half, Philomath back after this one-minute break.
I am a woman. I'm gentle, caring, nurturing. To some, I may seem a bit vulnerable. But don't let my size or my soft voice be mistaken for vulnerability. You may not understand what I'm saying, so let me explain my way. I don't do karate, but I am highly skilled at Kalik Pow. Offering the best feminine protection is 2 Badge Guns. Get proficient in Kalik Pow. See 2 Badge Guns. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 1835 Oregon Avenue.
Tickets are on sale March 4th for the trifecta of country concerts at this year's Klamath County Fair, opening August 1st. Get your tickets to see Midland on Thursday. John Wolfe on Friday.
The boots on and dance.
And Lone Star on Saturday.
Baby, I'm amazed by you.
For tickets and details, call 541-883-3796 or see kcfairgrounds.org.
21-16, Philomath. They've got the ball and the lead. As Toby Stevie has the ball way out in the front court. Hounding him defensively now is Dale Fetters. They almost throw it away. It looks like Henley has turned the defensive intensity up just a little bit. Here's a whistle out in the front court as a dribble drive from Stevie does not count, though the ball went in. It's going to be the first foul of the game on Henley. It'll be a personal on Andrew Reynolds, his first. Obviously, team foul number one. Not too bad when you're halfway through the second period. Nice to see that tonight. Snuggerud will get the inbound pass. As the Warriors lead by five, almost loses it to Lundy. Gets it back top of the circle to Bratton. He'll work the other side of the floor now to Snuggerud. Henley doing a good job with deny defense inside. So Lundy will drive, throw it up with the left hand. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Neubert for the Hornets. They've got a transition going the other way, but the ball is thrown into the hands and out of Mason Snyder, who checked in during the dead ball. And right back in to the hands of the Philomath Warriors. Lundy with the ball, left-hand side. Get it out to Snuggerud. He'll dribble way out near the midcourt line and reload here with 2:57 left in the first half. Elbow pass on the left-hand side. Free throw line extended to Bennett. Can't do anything with it. Going to ring it right out to Reams once again. Opposite side now to Stevie. Fakes the shot. Puts it up. In and out. No good. That was Snuggerud with the shot. But the rebound comes down to the Warriors. Henley being clearly out. Rebounded so far tonight on both sides offensively and defensively. Snuggerud with the ball. 2:27 left in the first half. Here's a shot put up and in inside the paint by Lundy. He's got four, about 7 feet out. And it's 23-16, back to a 7-point Philomath lead. Dale Fenders with the ball up front to Reynolds. Back to Fenders. The NBA three is good. That's going to keep him in the game. Dale Fenders with his third three of the ball game to cut the lead down to four, 23-19. Reams with the ball, left-hand side over to Lundy. He'll swing it over to the other end of the floor and out of Bratton. Leave it to Reams. Henley playing a good matchup zone defense. Deny defense right now by Henley to get the ball inside. Inside the paint. Whistle. And I think we've got an offensive. Whoa, wait a minute. Braden Lowry thought he was the one that was fouled. Braden was ready to go to the other side of the floor. Then they called the foul on Braden.
His first 17 foul.
New players coming in. Starting five pretty much. No, back into the game for Philomath. Team foul number two on Henley. Philomath has three. A minute 40 left in this second period. 23-19. Philomath with the lead in the ball. They'll inbound to Lundy. He's out between the rings. Defensively on him is Blake Loney. Hounding him. Leave it out to Stevie. On him, Andrew Reynolds. Get it back over to Reams, way out front. Dan Reams with almost carried that ball. He looks like half the time he's carrying it. Reams get the ball left-hand side over to Manning. Back to Reams. Now to Stevie. As the Hornets once again just keep that defense. They've gone to a man, and boy, has it helped. Across the midcourt line, they forced the turnover. Matthew Neubert at midcourt was on Dan Reams. Forces him across the line with the ball. Over and back is the call. And Henley can cut the four-point lead in half or down to one with a three. With a minute four left here in the first half of play. Reynolds, bounce pass inside the paint to Howe. He's on the elbow left side. Bring it out to Loney. Whistle. Three in the key call. No, it's a foul away from the ball. Matthew Neubert away from the ball down low on the block was called for the body check. His first. Inside a minute to play. 4-point Philomath lead. They've got the ball. Bratton. Hand it back outside to Stevie on the block left. Pass inside the paint. Knocked away by the Hornets. Scrum for the basketball. Henley ends up with it. Here come the Hornets the other way. Andrew Reynolds across the midcourt line. Continuation with the dribble. Drives. Lays it up. And in! And he's fouled on the play. Coast to coast. Triple drive. Reynolds scores it. And cuts that lead down to two if it counts. Yes, it does count. Basket is good. 23-21. Free throw to make it a conventional three-point play is no good. The first free throw for the Hornets. But the offensive rebound for the Hornets, and they get two more. Reynolds scores again, and guess what? He's fouled again. So that was Reynolds to tie it up. That should be 20. It is 23-23. Here's the free throw. And all of a sudden, a big turnaround. Reynolds with a three-point play, and the Hornets have a one-point lead with 20 seconds left in the first half. Michael Lundy. Bounce pass inside the paint. Another Philoma turnover. Three in a row on this side of the floor. Get it to Matthew Neubert, way out right. 7 seconds. Now to Blake Loney, 6 seconds. Tries to penetrate, stops. Gets it back out to Reynolds. He's got a second to shoot. Shoots. Foul, no call. Hit on the wrist as he shoots that last shot. It is not going to call a foul there. 24-23. Henley's got the lead back as we go into the locker room at halftime. Henley 24, Philoma 23. Back in a minute.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or sander or nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
Columbia Forest Products on Highway 97 encourages team players to work hard and win big this season. Columbia Forest Products, in the basin for over 60 years, honors and supports all local high school sanctioned activities. Today's youth is tomorrow's leaders. Let's maintain a strong and vibrant community for years to come. Way to go, teams, and best of luck to all of you. From Columbia Forest Products on Highway 97, Klamath Falls.
Henley 24 and Philoma 23 at halftime. Check out the USA Today for news, polls, and stories on the latest in Oregon high school sports and activities. Go to www.osaa.org and find out the USAA Today section. You'll find it there with story ideas, and you may even become a contributor. Visit USAA Today today. 24-23. Our score at halftime, the Hornets outscore Philoma 12-7 in the second quarter. A 4-0 run in the last 90 seconds of that quarter, probably more like the last 30 seconds of the quarter. Back-to-back and one baskets by Andrew Reynolds. One of the free throws went and one did not. Michael Lundy with 4 points for Philomath here at halftime. Toby Stevie with 8, Ethan Manning with 5, and Marshall Bratton with 6. For the Hornets, Dale Fetters with 9 on 3 3-point field goals. Andrew Reynolds has 7. Matthew Neubert with 4. Blake Loney with 2. The Hornets, the only team that has shot a free throw in tonight's game. They have hit just 1 of 2. No free throw attempts in the first half by the Philomath Warriors. Once again, our score at halftime, 24-23. Henley with the lead. We'll take a 2-minute break and come back here to the Hornet's Nest.
Make room, because look who's here. The burger to rule them all. We're talking America's favorite burger, the Burger King Whopper. A real meaty, flame-grilled Whopper beef patty topped with tangy pickles, ketchup, fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and fresh onions, finished with creamy mayo and served on a toasted 5-inch sesame seed bun. Feeling hungry for a real meaty burger yet?
Well, you should be. Add a side of small, piping hot, thick-cut French fries or golden onion rings and a small fountain drink, and you've got a meal fit for a king. Burger King, with three convenient locations in Klamath Falls. Burger King on Campus Drive, Burger King South 6th and Washburn Way, and Burger King on South 6th across from Albertsons. Because Klamath Falls is a Burger King town.
This is a Burger King town.
Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices, too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive. When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. Your Kubota dealer in the Klamath Basin is Pelican Tractor, 5629 South 6th.
Welcome back here to the Hornets' Nest, 24-23. Our score at halftime, Lost River eliminated today in the Class 2A basketball tournament up in Pendleton. Raiders lost to what they've won their first two games. Western Christian out of Salem with just a slew of talent for a 2A school, winning again today. They'll be in the championship tomorrow. Lost River lost by 31 last night to them, and the Raiders eliminated today by a score of 49-33 against Sandy Am. So the Raiders season comes to an end, but congratulations to them for getting up to the tournament for the first time since the 1990s in Pendleton. And those games were broadcast on our sister station. Last night, the Oregon Ducks on this station defeated Arizona State 79-57. Oregon will wrap up the regular season against the Arizona Wildcats tomorrow at 7 at Matthew Knight Arena. 24-23, Henley with a one-point lead. We'll take a two-minute break. Want to remind you that if you need extra spending money and you want to give back to student-athletes, become an athletic official. There's a big shortage of officials in Oregon. We need you now more than ever. Visit www.newofficials.org today. Two-minute break, and we'll come back here to the Hornet's Nest.
When you need service for your septic system or grease trap, you want experienced technicians. So you call MODOK Services. The folks at MODOK Services will determine the problem and get it back on track in short order. MODOK Services is the oldest septic and grease trap servicer in Klamath County. Our service is the difference. Credit cards accepted. Another proud sponsor of today's game. MODOK Services. Call 541-883-6912. 541-883-6912.
This season, there will be a team that's down 15 in the fourth quarter. On the road, count it out. And the only group that believes they'll win is themselves. And when they come back, that's Northwest Style. Win or lose, it's enjoyed with Northwest Style Pizza from Abby's, with toppings to the edge on a handcrafted crust. Abby's is a proud sponsor of OSAA Sports. Abby's Legendary Pizza.
Bridges World Jewelry is your quality home jeweler in the basin. Have an anniversary coming up? At Bridges World Jewelry, you'll find the entire inventory of in-stock anniversary bands at 40% off and high-quality diamond stud earrings at 50% off. Always an ideal gift. Plus, Bridges has a huge inventory of silver jewelry, as well as Black Hills gold jewelry and colored stone jewelry, and much more. Bridges World Jewelry, open Monday through Friday in the Tower Shopping Center. Your quality home jeweler.
I am a woman. I'm gentle, caring, nurturing. To some, I may seem a bit vulnerable, but don't let my size or my soft voice be mistaken for vulnerability. You may not understand what I'm saying, so let me explain my way. I don't do karate, but I am highly skilled at Kalik Pow. Offering the best feminine protection is Two Badge Guns. Get proficient in Kalik Pow. See Two Badge Guns, open Tuesday through Saturday, 1835 Oregon Avenue.
Once again, our halftime score, 24-23, Henley. The last score we had first quarter, Woodburn leading Mazama by double digits, I believe it was, in that first period. We hope to get a score here during the last commercial break at halftime. We'll also remind Dennis that the On Point Community Credit Union is part of our sponsor package. On Point Community Credit Union commercials also must run during the broadcast. Stay connected for your favorite school and team with the new OSA Live mobile app. OSA features schedules, results, rankings, and standings for all teams and leagues, plus statewide prep news. Visit OSA.live in the App Store and Google Play, or visit OSA.org/app to download today. Second half is 1 minute away. Here on 1240, the winner, Henley leading 24-23.
When that moment hits you, that moment you realize that this isn't just a house, it's the house, your perfect home.
Wow.
When that moment comes, you'll be ready to make an offer, because OnPoint makes getting pre-approved for a mortgage the easiest part of buying your home.
This is it.
Get started at OnPointCU.com or drop by any of our neighborhood branches to speak with a local home loan expert.
Let's do it. Let's make an offer.
Home financing from OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. Yay! Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care. Sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services. You'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care. The provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
Welcome back here to the Hornets' Nest. The Hornets will change sides and move it from left to right here in the second half. Starting five, back in, Braden Lowry, Dale Fetters, Andrew Reynolds, Matthew Newbert, Blake Loney. Philomath, who has control of the ball, will go with Snuggerud, Lundy, Manning, Stevie, and Bratton. One-point deficit for Philomath to work with here in this second half. To start the ball game, Snuggerud out in the front court. Out on him is Andrew Reynolds. Swinging left-hand side over to Lundy. Bratton comes out front to meet the ball now from the post. And Snuggerud to the right-hand wing will receive the pass. He tosses over to Manning, who comes out top to meet the ball. Little post offense being run here by Philomath. A long three from the outside for Manning is no good. Rebound brought down by the Hornets. And Braden Lowry get it down the floor to Fetters. He'll pop a long three. No good. Ball knocked way out in the front court. Stevie with the rebound down the floor, and he is out of bounds. He fouled as he goes up for a shot. It's going to be on Andrew Reynolds. His second first team foul, a shooting foul. And Toby Stevie, whose brother is here tonight to watch him. Oregon Tech Al getting ready to go to South Dakota. First free throw's on the way, no good. Also, Mitchell Fink is here, the Cascade Collegiate Conference Player of the Year. Shot one of those halftime shots at halftime from midcourt. Second one is good to tie the game. Stevie hits one of two, and we're tied at 24. Reynolds, high post pass to Newbert. Give it back to Reynolds, inside out. Get it to Andrew. Wait a minute, we've got a foul. Inside the paint. It's going to be an offensive foul on Reynolds. That's his third. He's going to have to be careful. There. 6:51 left in the period. We're tied at 24, and Philomath has the ball. Philomath shooting into the second half, right into that student section behind the goal here at Henley High School, which would be the east side of the goal. Lundy drives inside, travels with the ball, turn it over. First turnover of the half on Philomath. 24-24 remains the score. The winner advances to Forest Grove next week for the quarterfinals. Fenners leaves it up to Loney. Bring it to Newbert up top. He'll go back to the post. Ball comes back out to Fenners. Now over to Blake Loney. Almost loses the ball. Tosses back to Newbert. Good defense being applied by Philomath. Here's Newbert. Drives. Puts it up off the glass. No, did not go. And the rebound brought down by Philomath. Down the floor is Lundy. He has the ball knocked away and out of bounds out of his hands. And it'll be Philomath ball. Henley doing a good job to get back defensively there. Jamie Henry hands the ball to Manning to inbound the ball, left-hand side. Ethan Manning. Get the ball up top to Snuggerud. Back to Manning. Wait a minute. Bumping away from the ball now. What do we have? A foul on Henley. Might be on Braden Lowry. No, it's on Newbert. That's his second. Hornets a little more aggressive defensively, at least foul-wise. They didn't have a foul until the four-minute mark of the second quarter in the first half. Three fouls already in this one. Half number two. Ethan Manning takes the inbound pass left wing. Feeds it inside to Bratton, who puts it up and in off the glass.
Marshall Bratton
now has eight. 26-24. Philomath back to a two-point lead as Andrew Reynolds goes in. Loses the ball out of bounds on the dribble drive. Rubbing his shoulder as he gets set for the Henley inbound. Reynolds to do so. Bounces the ball to Braden Lowry. Up top now to Fenners. He'll dribble inside the paint. Lose the control of the ball. Ball's loose. Hornets get it back, though. Here's Newbert. Stops and pops for three. It's on the way. No good. Lowry high in the air to get the rebound up and in. Huge rebound there for Lowry to make it 26-26. Back to a tie ball game with 5:08 left, third period. Snuggerud. Right side to Stevie. Out on him, hounding defensively is Dale Fenners. He'll swing it over to Manning, top of the key. Get it right side once again to Lundy. Now to Snuggerud once again. Stevie top of the key, inside the paint. Steal by Braden Lowry. Dribble drive coast to coast. Lays it up and in! Braden Lowry with a nice little pump fake. Little shuck and jive there at the end of the play there to keep the ball out of the defender's hands on the lay-in. Henley 28, Philomath 26. Manning out in the front court is bumped by Fenners, goes to the ground, and Dale will be called for the infraction. That is team foul number four here in the half. Philomath has not been whistled for a foul here in this second period, second half. Third quarter, 4:25 left. Henley 28, Philomath 26. Lundy with the ball, right-hand side to Manning. Bring it up front. Top of the key now to Bratton. Get it to Lundy. Naked side, left side, weak side. Drives the paint. Slapped out of his hands by Newbert. Good block. Back out, though, to Stevie to the top of the key. And Toby will drive inside the paint. Put it up with the left hand. No good, but he's fouled. Toby Stevie going to the free throw line. Matthew Newbert picking up his third foul. Three on Newbert, three now on Reynolds. Nope, no shooting foul there. They're not going to let him shoot. Not a shooting foul. Seth Howe wants to check into the game, and he will for Matthew Newbert here. With 4:04 left in this third period, Henley leading it by two, 28-26. Lose a little bit of height there, although Howe, 6'2", Newbert 6'4", inside. It's Bratton, puts it up, turnaround, 7-footer good. With the right hand, Marshall's got 10 to tie the game, 28 apiece. Down the floor, Reynolds finds a wide open Braden Lowry again, who puts it up and in. Lowry with 6 second half points after not scoring in the first. And it's 30-28. Here's a pass inside to Bratton, puts it up and scores it again. Bratton with 6, and it's 30-30. Left hand, right hand side in the corner is Fetters.
Steven, 140.
Top of the key. Pass out to Seth Howe. He'll get it again. 3:07 left. Left hand side to Blake Loney. Now top of the round. Look at that long three from Reynolds, and it's good. Andrew Reynolds buries the three ball. That's his first tray of the game. Gives Henley their biggest lead of the second half, 33-30. This game has gone back and forth. These two teams have exchanged several leads. Michael Lundy up top to Stevie. He walks with the ball. A little pump fake, picked that pivot foot up. Can't do that. Carter O'Hare getting ready to check in. One of two O'Hare brothers. I understand O'Hare can fly. 2:35 left third period. 33-30, Henry the lead in the ball. Here's Reynolds. Left side, top of the key to Howe. So we get over to Fenters. He'll drive baseline, bring it back out to Loney, back to Seth Howe, top of the key. Left side again to Blake. And Andrew Reynolds will have to come out and meet the ball way out between the rings. 2:11 left. Here's a dribble drive inside from Fenters. Drives, lays it up and in. Dale Fenters' first two-point field goal of the game. He's got 11, including three threes. Henley's got a five-point lead. 35-30. Snuggerud with the ball to Lundy. Back to Snuggerud. Top of the key. Left-hand side. Reverse it over to O'Hare. He'll hit the cutter down low. That's Lundy, but he has to bring it back out. As the collapse defensively now, Snuggerud leaves it out to Manning. Manning will penetrate. Stop and pop jumper just inside the free throw circle. No good. Scrum for the ball. Brought down by Seth Howe. Defensive rebound by Howe. Rebound Hornets with a minute 29 left. Here's Fenters for three. It's on the front iron and off. No good. Henley with a rebound, but a travel. Losing his footing and going down with Seth Howe. Could not hold on. Good effort from Seth to get to the ball, but he just couldn't hold on and keep his feet alive. Minute 21 left, third period. Snuggerud between the legs with a dribble across into the front 44 feet. He'll toss the ball right-hand side to Lundy. Utilizes a screen, but then stops and gets it over to O'Hare. Back out a long three, Lundy. NBA three, no good. Rebound, Henley. They've got numbers the other way. Reynolds with a three-on-two to lead. Andrews, scoop to the hoop, up and in! Andrew Reynolds. Splits two and gets two, according to Bob Shambros. Not a bad call there, Bob. 37-30. We've got a foul the other end on a block attempt by Henley. Seth Howe picking up his first. The disparity in the fouls is something to look at here. Henley's got 16 fouls and Philomath none in the second half. The first free throw from Manning is good. Cut the lead to 37-31 for Henley. Paloma trailing by the biggest margin they have trailed tonight. The second one also good as Manning gets it to drop off the front iron. And it's now 37-32. Hornets by five with a ball. Blake Loney up front to Dale Fenters. Dale will try to penetrate with a dribble drive. Has it knocked out of his hand and out of bounds. And he was the last one to touch it. So Paloma will get the ball back with 28 and a half seconds left. In this third period, down by five, 37-32. Woodburn was leading Mazama at halftime, 27-8. Tough first half for Mazama up north. Top of the key, Lundy feeds it inside. O'Hare puts it up, partially blocked, no good. Fought for, brought down by Fenters. Now loose again. Now the Hornets get it with 8 seconds left. They'll have to push it down quickly. Across the midcourt line. Skip pass inside the paint, and a foul intended for Braden Lowry. Boy, he's fired up tonight. Andrew Reynolds will check back in. Braden Lowry will check out with 4.5 seconds left. Hornets will have a catch-and-shoot opportunity here with just 4.5 seconds left, a five-point lead. Be nice to hit a three if they could. Here's the inbound to Seth Howe. Going to have to do something with it. Get it back to Reynolds. Turn around, 10-footer. No good. And the third quarter has come to an end. Henley 37, Paloma 32. Back in a minute for the fourth quarter.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
When that moment hits you, that moment you realize that this isn't just a house, yes. It's the house, your perfect home.
Wow.
When that moment comes, you'll be ready to make an offer. Because OnPoint makes getting pre-approved for a mortgage the easiest part of buying your home.
This is it.
Get started at OnPointCU.com or drop by any of our neighborhood branches to speak with a local home loan expert.
Let's do it. Let's make an offer.
Home financing from OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your state championship merchandise from osastore.com. Commemorative t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and much more. Even other or championship items from previous years. I've done that. osastore.com. Some of my favorite memories of state championships, both Mazama and Henley have won throughout the years. 37-32, Hornets turn it over to start the fourth quarter. Here comes Philomath with a dribble drive. Stevie inside to Snuggerud. His shot blocked. Shot put back up. No good by Bratton. And the rebound brought down by the Hornets. They got away with one there after turning it over. Lowry, left side, three ball on the way from Newbert, left-hand corner, back into the game is no good. Just left it short. Rebound brought down by the Warriors, but immediately stolen down the other end of the floor by Dale Fetters with 7.5 left in the ball game. Henley 37, Paloma 32. Here's Blake Loney, top of the key to Fetters. He drives inside. He is going to be fouled. Be the first foul of the second half on Philomath. First foul of the second half here in the fourth quarter. Snuggerud getting called for the infraction. Dan Reams checking in during the dead ball for the Warriors. And the Hornets will inbound the ball top of the key. Here's Andrew Reynolds. He'll swing it right side to Newbert. Bounce pass on the wing way out front to Blake Loney back out front. Now to Newbert. Long three. Fetters around and off. No good. Bratton with the rebound. Outlet quickly down the floor as Philomath tries to run, but the Hornets fill the passing lanes defensively very quickly. Michael Lundy out front to Snuggerud. Out on him is Fetters. Ethan Manning with the ball now. He takes a screen. No, he doesn't. He can't utilize it well. Dribbles into the free throw circle. Gets it back to Snuggerud. He'll drive inside the paint, lose it, and out of bounds. Last touched by the Hornets with 6:38 left in the contest. The winner going to Forest Grove next week. Here's the inbound. Michael Lundy. Left-hand side over to Snuggerud. Get it back to Lundy. And Snuggerud again playing catch as they try to utilize the big men down low if they can. But the Hornets shutting down so far this fourth quarter. Double post opportunity for Philomath. Get it back out to Lundy. Top of the key. Almost stolen there by Reynolds. Snuggerud with the ball left-hand side. Inside the paint, now to Bratton. He got a possession post inside against Seth Howe, and he scores it. Bratton has played well tonight. He's got 14. 37-34 as he hits that shot. Here's Blake Loney for three from the left-hand corner. It will not go. And the rebound brought down by the Warriors as Stevie drives coast to coast, lays it up and in. His first basket of the second half. A 4-0 Philomath run cuts the lead down to one. Henley 37, Philomath 36. Here's Newbert, double teamed right hand side. Fires the ball now to Loney. He's wide open, lays it up. Does it count? It will, Blake Loney. Good floor presence by Matthew Neubert, who was double-teamed in the right corner. Knew someone had to be open. It was Loney and fires a bullet of a pass to him. Loney lays it up and in. Blake's fourth point of the game. And the foul, the second on Bratton, will send Loney to a traditional and one here. The free throw is no good. Bounced two or three times off the rim, no good. Henley's first free throw of the second half. Here's a drive inside the paint, up and in. Snuggerud looked like he might have traveled, but no call. 39-38, that ball coming way up high over the dribble off of his shoulder. Top of the key, it is Fenners. A one-point Henley lead with 5:17 left. Fenners inside the paint to Reynolds. Loses the handle. Gets it back to Neubert. Thought about taking the shot. Did not. Puts the ball on the floor. It's knocked out of his hand. Scrum for the ball and a held ball. And now we've got some pushing and shoving going on between the two on the floor. With 5:04 left. Neubert and Bratton were the two that got tied up in there. Rob Cesena, Jamie Henry, and Craig Campbell all right there to defuse the situation. No harm, no foul on either player. And the officials going out to talk to both coaches and their team captains now. That was a heated moment. 5:04 left. 39-38, Henley with the lead. High school students deserve to participate in sports and activities, but not all can afford it. The goal of the OSA Foundation Student Assistance Program is access for all to lifelong lessons learned by members of a team. Visit osaafoundation.org and discover how you can help today. Very contentious situation there a moment ago. A held ball, a scrum for the ball in the free throw circle. Both Neubert and Bratton were on the floor trying to wrestle it away. The whistle had blown and several seconds elapsed, and they were still jockeying for position in the ball. Matthew Neubert getting up off the floor, fired up, so did Bratton. Both are about 6'4", but Bratton's got about 30 pounds on him. Henley 39, Philomath 38. This one looks like it's going to be one of those games that goes right down to the wire. Hornets will inbound the ball. They get possession of the ball on the held ball. Well, they called timeout. That was not a held ball. I think Neubert called timeout. That was what happened there. So Fenners will inbound the ball, bounces it to Seth Howe, who checks into the game, gets the ball to Blake Loney. Get it now inside the paint to Fenners. Turnaround jumper is good. Dale Fenners. I'm sure he won't call me Blake once in a while. Won't mind me calling him Blake once in a while. 40-37. Entry pass for Bratton. Stolen by Reynolds for the Hornets. They'll come the other way. Across the midcourt line. Here it is again. Fenners, top of the key to Seth Howell. He'll get the ball back out in the front court. Right-hand side defenders. Now to Howell once again. 41-38 Henley, 4:25 left. Reynolds directing the offense, holds a finger up, calls a play, stops, top of the key three. And boy, is he on it now. Andrew Reynolds knew exactly what he wanted to do and did it. Henley's lead is 6. Philomath wants a timeout halfway through the fourth quarter. 44-38 Henley. Back in a minute on 1240, the winner.
The providers in every day at Basin Immediate Care. Sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services. You'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care. The provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
When you're working on a construction site and you want dependable tools, get dependable tools at Dave's Tool Supply. Cordless tools, sandpaper, saw blades, well, just about every quality tool a quality construction worker needs. Delivery is available too. Now, let's say you have a broken air compressor or a sander or a nail gun. Hey, just drop it off and get it repaired. Dave's Tool Supply on Crest by Kiger Stadium.
The Portland Trailblazers lose tonight, 119-117. They came back. They were down by 16 in that third quarter, though. Blazers' four-game win streak on the road. Their five-game total win streak is over. They've won four in a row on the road. 119-117, Toronto. Snuggerud with the ball out front. Henley leads by six. Less than 4 minutes to play now, 3:57 left in the game. Stevie will bring it back out in the front court. Bounces to Snuggerud. Philomath with plenty of fouls to spare here. And you can bet they're going to get a little more physical coming down the other way now. Snuggerud inside to Bratton. Post up, puts it up, no good. Left-hand shot off the rim and out of bounds. Last touched by Philomath. And it will be Henley ball. Right now, Braden Lowry, Seth Howe, Andrew Reynolds, Dale Fetters, Blake Loney on the floor for Henley. Matthew Newbert on the bench. Has been on the bench since that altercation a moment ago. Henley almost throws the ball away, does throw the ball away, and in a hustle play trying to steal it back, Braden Lowry. It'll be his second. And bringing Snuggerud to the free throw line. Calvin Snuggerud has not scored in the first half. He's got 2 points in the second half. He's got 2 points total. Matthew Newbert in and Seth Howe out as the dead ball happens here with 3:25 left in the game. Henley 44, Philomath 38. First free throw, Snuggerud, good. Philomath did not shoot a free throw in the first half. Here in the second half of play, they are 4-for-5. Second one on the way is no good. But Michael Bratton with the rebound. Marshall Bratton with the rebound, rather. Leave it to Manning. No reload. Down by five. Philomath with the ball with 3:15 left. Michael Lundy with the ball out front to Snuggerud. Out on him defensively is Lowry. Here's a long three. Good outside three ball from Manning. And just like that, they have cut the lead down to two, 44-42. Big turnaround here for Philomath. Inside the paint, Blake Loney going up for a shot. Hit hard as he goes up and is fouled. Marshall Bratton picking up his third. That's only team foul number three on Philomath, though. First free throw from Loney is good. Blake Loney. Money from the first free throw attempt. Blake 1-for-2 from the line here in the game. Has 5 points for the Hornets. Lead back to three. Second one is on the way, no good. Still a one possession game. As Philomath comes down with the rebound. 2:48 left on the clock. Fourth quarter, 45-42. Henley with the lead. Calvin Snuggerud with the ball way out in the front court to Lundy. He'll get it high post to Manning. He'll penetrate with a scoop, put it up, no good. And rebound brought down by Lowry. Lowry down the floor quickly to Reynolds. He'll penetrate inside the paint. Nice little skip pass to Blake Loney. He was wide open. Great floor presence from Andrew Reynolds to find Loney open. It's a five-point Henley lead again, 47-42. Here's Stevie with the ball up front. Top of the key now to Lundy with 2:08 left. Philomath will need a basket here to stay close. Snuggerud will get it to Bratton. Into the corner, Lundy. Three ball. And guess what? It goes. Michael Lundy will cut the lead back down to two. 47-45. Loney, top of the key to Fenners. Drives inside the paint. Puts it up. Right hand. Scores! And he's fouled. Huge huge offensive drive there from Dale Fenners. Scores it. He'll have the end one. Dale Fenners showing authority on that dribble drive. He's now got double figures tonight. Actually, he had 9 points at halftime. 15 now on the game for Dale. And he'll have an and-one opportunity for Henley. Only their third free throw of the half. It's good. Henley back to a five-point lead. Henley 50, Philomath 45. Minute 40 left. Philomath with the ball. Michael Lundy throws it to Snuggerud, but it's picked off by Reynolds. He spins, puts it up. It's blocked, and he's fouled on the play. Andrew Reynolds with a great on-the-floor move. Didn't look like he was paying much attention, and Andrew simply steps in front of a lackadaisical pass. Does not score it with the shot. Draws the foul on Michael Lundy's second personal, and the best free throw shooter on the squad will shoot two. First one is on the way, good. Andrew Reynolds in the half has 9 points. We've got a timeout, and Henley's got a six-point lead with 90 seconds left. We'll be back after this one-minute break.
Hello, I'm Mark Hemstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers, and even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly, so ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence, American family owned and proud of it.
Important second free throw is good. Gives Henley a three-possession lead, 52-45. Michael Lundy to Snuggerud with a minute 14 left. Snuggerud, right-hand dribble, get it back to Lundy. I'm really not sure why Philomath is not shooting the ball here. Down by seven, a minute to go. You would think they'd shoot the ball a little. Here's Bratton, puts it up, no good, draws the foul with a minute one left. They worked off almost 20 seconds on the clock there and didn't look very interested in putting the ball up. That surprises me. Third foul on Braden Lowry, sending Bratton to the line. He has played well. Bratton's got 14 points. 7 2-point field goals for the 6'5 senior. 52-45 with a minute one left. First Bratton free throw is good. 52-46. Hornets win. They will open up play Thursday afternoon, 3:15 in Forest Grove. Second free throw. No, does not go. Rebound brought down by the Warriors. Coming right down is Manning with the ball, and immediately he's fouled, going with a putback shot. Braden Lowry picking up number four there. Manning going to the line. I didn't think he was in the act of shooting there, but I guess he was. Although I said earlier I thought he was, I didn't. It didn't look like he had any chance of making the shot. He was just way off kilter and way off to the left. First free throw from Manning is good. That cuts the lead down to five, 52-47. He's got the second, 52-48. Nice free throw shooting from Manning. 4-point Henley lead down to 55 seconds left. Some fouls to waste here for one anyway for Philomath. Top of the key, Reynolds. Finds inside to Fetters. Bounces inside to Lowry. No good. Rebound brought back up. No good. And a foul by Henley. The offensive board put up by Fetters. And it'll be the fourth personal foul on Snuggerud. So Dale Fetters will go to the free throw line with 43.2 seconds left for Henley. Fetters with 5 points in the half, 14 in the game. Make that 7 points in the half, 16 in the game. Make it 17. I missed one of those twos in the scoreboard. First one is good, 53-48. It's a two-possession game no matter what he does with his second free throw here, but it would be two threes instead of a three and a two. So every point important. Second one is on the way and good as well. Dale Fetters, money from the free throw line. 40 seconds left. Henley by six. Philomath wants a timeout. 38.4 seconds left. Philomath trailing by six, 54-48 against Henley. We're back after this 1 minute break.
Columbia Forest Products on Highway 97 encourages team players to work hard and win big this season. Columbia Forest Products, in the basin for over 60 years, honors and supports all local high school sanctioned activities. Today's youth are tomorrow's leaders, so let's maintain a strong and vibrant community for years to come. Way to go, teams, and best of luck to all of you from Columbia Forest Products on Highway 97, Klamath Falls.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. Your Kubota dealer in the Klamath Basin is Pelican Tractor, 5629 South 6th.
Late fourth quarter. 38.4 seconds left, 54-48. Henley with the lead. Philomath with the ball. They'll inbound next to their own bench. Snuggeroo to do so. They'll have to pull some magic here to make this happen. Here's the inbound. Immediately to Bratton and a whistle. Blake Loney picking up his first personal of the game on the inbound pass to Ethan Manning. Manning, a pretty good free throw shooter. He has hit 4 of 4 in the game. He misses the first one. Second one is on the way, good. So he hit 1 of 2. Cuts the Henley lead to 5. Hornets with the ball with 35 seconds left. Reynolds pulls over a defender, but the defender wasn't set. So it goes out of bounds. First personal of the game on Ethan Manning. And it's Andrew Reynolds back to the free throw line with 34.1 seconds left. Free throw on the way, good. Reynolds has been, well, he's missed one free throw. I was going to say he's been perfect tonight. He's 4 for 5 from the line. He and Dale Fetters, the guard play, have really helped the Hornets tonight. They lead by 6. Big free throw here. Second one on the way, good. That makes it a three-possession game with 30 seconds left. Snuggeroo with the ball up front, has the ball stolen by Reynolds with 25 seconds left. The Hornets can smell victory here now with 20 seconds, 19, a whistle and a foul out on the front court by Stevie, out on Dale Fetters, I believe, with 19.1 ticks left on the clock. Toby Stevie picking up his second personal foul. And Dale Fetters will go to the free throw line to shoot one in the bonus. First one is good, so he'll get the bonus. Philomath calls timeout. 10 points in the half for Fetters, 19 in the game, and he's got one more free throw left. We'll take a 30-second break. The score, Henley 57, Philomath 49.
Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy.
causing you to go all over the road.
Whew. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper Tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices, too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive.
.19 seconds away from the Hornets advancing to the USAA On Point Community Credit Union quarterfinals next Thursday, 3:15 in the afternoon, up in Forest Grove. They lead 57-49 in a tight-knit ball game here against Philomath, who had to make the long drive down through Medford, which made it even longer. The free throw on the way from Fenners is no good. Offensive board by Blake Loney. And an immediate foul with 16.7 seconds left as Loney beeline for the midcourt line, just trying to run some time off clock. Snuggerud fouls out of the game with his fifth foul against Blake Loney. Blake will go to the free throw line. 7 points for Loney, the senior. And Snuggerud will play his last game for the Philomath Warriors. He is a 6'2" senior.
Blake Loney is at the line, shooting one.
Checking in for him is Dwayne Hellestow. He is a 6-foot senior, getting a chance to play. He had not played until now. Free throw on the way from Loney is good. He'll have one more. Blake Loney, the southpaw, puts it up and in. 58-49. Blake on his way to play college baseball at Umpqua Community College in Roseburg beginning next year. Second free throw on the way is around and off, no good. Down to 14 seconds left in a Henley 8-9-point lead. They throw the ball away. Philomath does. Crosses the midcourt line. Henley will get it rolled back with 7 seconds left and likely will just work the clock down. The Hornets are moving on to Forest Grove next week. 3:15 Thursday game. Here's a foul immediately on the inbound. Down by nine, probably academic now, but Stevie picks up the foul, his third. Giving Dale Fenners an opportunity to hone his free throw skills a little bit more before heading north. Fenners is 4-for-5 from the line here tonight. All here in the fourth quarter have been his free throw attempts. First Fenners free throw is good. Second free throw is good. The second, first is missed. The second one is good. Here's a long three put up by Snuggerud. No good. Ball game over. They're not Snuggerud. That was Lobby. No matter. The ball game is over, and the Henley Hornets are heading north. Winning by 10 against a tough Philomath team. Philomath wins by 10 last year to eliminate Mazama. This year, Henley returns the favor in the Klamath Basin. It's Henley 59, Philomath 49. We'll wrap up our broadcast after this two-minute break on the winner, CBS Sports Radio.
Picture this. You're driving down a highway and your car starts to shimmy, causing you to go all over the road. Before your suspension leaves you in suspense, head over to Hanson Tire. Cooper Tires, alignments, struts, and shocks are quickly installed, and you'll be really happy with the prices, too. Be sure, before you hit the road, see Hanson Tire. Open weekdays on Maywood Drive.
Tickets are on sale March 4th for the trifecta of country concerts at this year's Klamath County Fair, opening August 1st. Get your tickets to see Midland on Thursday. John Wolfe on Friday.
The boots on and dance floor.
And Lone Star on Saturday.
Maybe I'm amazed by you.
For tickets and details, call 541-883-3796 or see kcfairgrounds.org.
Hello, I'm Mark Hempstreet, owner of Shiloh Inns. Shiloh is proud to be celebrating over 40 years of providing you, our valued Shiloh customers, with Shiloh's sincere friendliness, efficient customer service, and clean, comfortable, attractive, non-smoking rooms and suites, all at an affordable price. Shiloh also offers many free amenities like free Wi-Fi and free continental breakfast or hot, full, delicious breakfast at most Shiloh Inns, as well as pools, spas, steam, sauna rooms, exercise fitness facilities, and business centers. And even the kids stay free. And for you dog lovers, Shiloh is very dog friendly. So ask your best friend where he or she wants to stay. Next time you're traveling for business or pleasure, we think you'll get a paws up for Shiloh Inn. For reservations, call 1-800-222-2244 or visit our website at shilohinns.com. Shiloh Inns, affordable excellence. American family owned and proud of it.
59-49, the final score. Henley Hornets advance to the OSAA 4A On Point Community Credit Union quarterfinals. That'll be next Thursday. The Henley girls hoping to do the same tomorrow as they play at North Marion. You can hear that game on Wind Broadcasting's sister station, 1450, I'm sorry, KFLS. You know, they give us so many stations to play with anymore, sometimes we get confused of which one we're actually on. That's tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon to be precise, 5 o'clock, KFLS 1450, 102.5 FM. A good win for Henley tonight, but it did not come easy. Philomath led by as many as 7 in the first half. They led 16-12 at the end of the first quarter. But the Hornets were able to rebound well and get out in the second quarter and actually take a one-point lead, 24-23 at halftime. Hornets increased their lead a bit in the third quarter. And then their free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. Philomath, with forced a foul, wins it. Henley winning it by a final of 59-49. We'll add up the scoring and get it for you. We're going to take another break, though. We're going to do that to you before we go away. Want to let you know, a 36-member association in 1918 with only one championship, boys basketball, is the way the OSAA started. Today they have 292 schools, more than 100,000 student-athletes, and 117 state titles. Let's celebrate the OSAA Centennial. It was 100 years ago this year. Visit osaa.org for more information. Final one-minute break. We'll wrap it up here from the Hornet's Nest after this.
Klamath Flower Shop wants to know if you're having a divine day or a doghouse day. Either way, brighten it up. The floral design experts at Klamath Flower Shop will add color and life to your workstation, a friend's house, wherever you need to spruce up the area. Come on, when was the last time you gave your loved ones or yourself flowers? Go from doghouse to divine. Call Klamath Flower Shop, 884-4159 at 133 South 9th.
The Providers Inn every day at Basin Immediate Care. Sports and wellness physicals to illnesses, injuries, and occupational services. You'll receive immediate attention. Basin Immediate Care's on-site x-ray and lab ensure speedy results, plus relief from your illness or injury. Open every day of the year, including Sundays and holidays. Never an appointment needed. Basin Immediate Care stays aware of, equipped for, and ready to meet every new challenge. Basin Immediate Care. The Provider is in every day. 3737 Shasta Way in the Credit Union Center.
Yours truly used to have quicker math skills. Now I have to use a calculator for some of this stuff. Final score, 59-49. Let's give you the scoring wrap-up of this first round game. First for the visiting Philomath Warriors. They were led by Marshall Bratton, 15 points. 13 points for Ethan Manning. Their two post players doing a number on Henley early, but the Hornets were able to adjust defensively and make some things happen out in the front court to combat that. Stevie had 11, 7 points for Michael Lundy, and 3 points for Calvin Snuggerud. Several other players got into the game. Carter O'Hare got in. Dean Reams got in. I think I might have called him Dan. If I did, I apologize. The Warriors shooting 8 of 12 from the free throw line, 67% for the Vikings. They were led by Dale Fenners and Andrew Reynolds. Fenner with 20, Reynolds with 19. They were the only Hornets in double figures. Braden Lowry had 6. 4 points for Matthew Neubert. All of those in the first half did not get much of a chance to score with the double post 6-5 guys against him there. Blake Loney had 8 for the Hornets. Several other players getting in did not get a chance to score, though. Mason Snyder got into the game quickly for Henley. Also, Seth Howell played significant minutes and did not score as well. Henley hitting 13 of 19 from the free throw line. Don't know who Henley will open up with just yet, but we'll know by midnight or so. But it'll be Thursday afternoon, 3:15 in Forest Grove, the Henley Hornets. And you can follow the Hornets in their state tournament quest on Wynn Broadcasting Stations. We'll be assigning stations as games are known. We also have to wait for the girls' game to get played tomorrow before we start assigning times and stations. All games will be carried live. There will be no tape delay. So we hope you'll join us. 59-49, our final score tonight. The Henley Hornets eliminate the Philomath Warriors, and they'll move on now. Henley will have at least two more games to play, regardless if they win or lose on Thursday. And so the Hornets are excited to move up and play for the first time in a couple of years on the boys' side in Forest Grove. Thanks to in-studio producer Dennis Langford. Once again, our final score here tonight, Henley 59, Philomath 49. I want to remind you, On Point Community Credit Union is a proud sponsor of the USA State Championships. On Point is Oregon's largest locally headquartered credit union, serving more than 300,000 members. Visit onpointcommunitycreditunion.com. OnPointCU.com is the correct address. On Point is federally insured by the NCUA, and they are an equal housing lender. 59-49 Henley. For Dennis Langford, our in-studio producer, I'm Randy Adams. Thanks for joining us for tonight's broadcast. We will see you next week from Forest Grove.
Celebrating our 100th year, the Oregon School Activities Association. Celebrating our 100th year, the Oregon School Activities Association thanks you for listening to this OSAA On Point Community Credit Union State Championship event. Serving more than 355,000 members, On Point Community Credit Union is the largest locally headquartered credit union and is the proud title sponsor of OSAA State Championships. We hope you enjoyed this championship event broadcast.
You're listening to The Winner. This is 106.5 FM K293CQ and AM 1240 KRJW Altamont Klamath Falls, a Wynn Broadcasting Station.